Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Wildfires were sparked at shooting ranges in Fairbanks and Palmer over the weekend. An Alaska Division of Forestry post says state and federal firefighters were able to suppress both blazes, which were started by recreational shooting Saturday. The first fire at a range at Mile 36 Chena Hot Springs Road was hit with water drops from a helicopter while crews got in to work the blaze on the ground. Forestry says the fire was contained at just over 9 acres by Saturday evening. The other fire at a shooting range outside Palmer was also slowed with water drops from a helicopter. Forestry says crews were able to lay hose in the area, which was already targeted for a prescribed burn, an operation which was carried out and completed before midnight Saturday. Breakup is progressing along the Yukon River. National Weather Service meteorologist Christopher Cox says the ice went out at Eagle Saturday into Sunday, with a flood watch now in effect downriver at Circle.
There are several small ice jams along the river, and we are expecting the potential for there to be additional ice jams through Monday evening.
Breakup does not occur evenly, and there are areas of ice and open water along hundreds of miles of the Yukon. Cox says there are not currently any areas with acute ice jam flood potential.
The recent warm temperatures, although not exceedingly warm, have definitely contributed to having that nice mush out versus a dynamic breakup.
Another sign of the changing season, the National Weather Service officially declared green up in Fairbanks yesterday. The call is based on the observation of tree buds bursting on Chena Ridge as viewed from the Weather Service's office at the University of Alaska Fairbanks West Ridge. In records dating back to the mid-1970s, May 9th is the mean green-up date. The state announced 114 new Alaska resident COVID-19 cases Friday. Among the new cases confirmed Thursday were 34 in Anchorage, 17 in Ketchikan, and 13 in Fairbanks. Other interior region cases included 4 in North Pole, 1 elsewhere in the Fairbanks North Star Borough, 2 in Delta Junction, and 1 each in the Southeast Fairbanks Census Area, Tok, and the Yukon-Koyukuk Census Area. There were 46 COVID-diagnosed patients and 1 other suspected of having the virus in Alaska hospitals. 7 patients were on ventilators. COVID data for Friday through Sunday will be released later today. A project expected to be completed this summer will improve traffic flow along one of Fairbanks' busiest streets. State Department of Transportation Northern Region spokesperson Caitlin Fry says fiber optic lines will connect traffic signals on Airport Way with DOT's Operations Center.
We've been laying cables, but all the cables aren't necessarily hooked to each other and to our Traffic Operations Center yet. But every year we make good progress, and this is the year that we think we're going to be able to get all those Airport Way lights connected.
Fry says Airport Way is one of several Fairbanks streets where intersections are being tied into the operations center with fiber optic lines, allowing the stoplights to be adjusted remotely according to traffic patterns.
Make those changes from our office, coordinate changes between signals, and we can actually monitor how it's working from the office as well, which gives us a whole bunch more flexibility and allows us to really improve the signal timing throughout town.
Fry says remote operation is much more efficient than having to physically go to each traffic light to adjust the signal. It's the final week to share your opinions on Fairbanks North Star Borough area trails. The public is asked to complete an online trail survey by Saturday, naming the existing trails they'd like to see maintained and new routes they'd like to see developed. KUAC's Robin reports.
Many residents say world-class trails that bring Alaska's wilderness to their doorstep are reasons to be living in the interior. Hundreds of residents regularly use trails for hiking, biking, skiing, mushing, and hunting. Borough Trails Coordinator Bryant Wright says the Parks and Recreation Department just wrapped up the Winter Trails Challenge that named 20 trails for residents to visit.
We had 550 people registered. Usually we have a lot of people who participate that aren't registered.
It is use like that is driving an update for the borough's comprehensive trails plan. The Trails Advisory Commission is working with R&M consultants to get public input and revise the plan. Taryn Olson-Yell, the lead planner for the project, says a community use survey is posted on the Borough Trails Plan website, fnsbtrailsplan.com.
The goal of that survey is really to collect data on who's using trails and really what their priorities are for future trail development and what limits them from getting out on trails right now. But we would also love members of the borough who maybe aren't avid trail users, who maybe have never really used a trail before. And we would love to know why.
Also on that website is an interactive map where commenters can drop a pin on a trail that needs work.
Post your own data, draw some new trails, give us feedback on trail uses, conflicts, areas that need improvement. All of that can be geographically placed. You can always submit written comments to us through our project website, fnsbtrailsplan.com.
At a work session last week, the Borough's Trail Advisory Commission invited the public to set the vision and goals for the updated trails plan. A board with colored columns representing concerns such as access, maintenance, and interconnecting trails was posted on screen, and participants in the online meeting made suggestions for goals. Cam Webb said existing trails are changing, and that needs to be included in the plan.
Trails that have been used in the past may, for various reasons, no longer be usable at all. I think having climate change somewhere in this document that factors in increased bogginess in some places and maybe some fire risks and this kind of stuff.
Consultants wrote out comments like Webb's on digital post-it notes and pinned them under the column heading being commented on. By the end of the work session, the board was full of ideas. The vision and goal session was one step in the update process. The original trails plan was adopted in 1985 and was last updated in 2006. Lots of pieces are missing, which is why the plan is being revised. The deadline for commenting on trails and putting input in the plan is this Saturday, May 15th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
The CDC's latest guidance for cruise ship operators have raised concerns with travel industry leaders. KRBD's Eric Stone reports.
Travel Juno's Liz Perry says a portion of the rules on shore excursions caught her eye. The CDC says cruise ship operators must, quote, prohibit self-guided or independent exploration by passengers during port stops.
So there will be no allowance for going into shops, restaurants, other things independently.
The new rules do not require passengers to be vaccinated against COVID-19. But cruise lines won't need to run a test voyage if they can certify that more than 95% of passengers and 98% of crew members are fully vaccinated. Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings CEO Frank Del Rio told investors on a recent earnings call that that doesn't go far enough.
100%, at least at the beginning, I believe, should be the model.
He says NCL will require everyone on board to be fully vaccinated. With additional reporting from KTOO's Jeremy Shea in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone in Ketchikan.
And I'm Dan Bross.